Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who've found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. Luckily, I'm here to help provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenience and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like minoxidil that help you regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewables, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, those all you got to do, and a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visible, thicker and fuller hair. Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That is hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. How many times did we win last year?
Mahalo.
Mahalo, friend. Mahalo.
Who's counting?
Do you remember?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I think I got one.
It's about being a chill bro right now.
I think I only had one win last year, dude. I got to turn it around this year, man. That was fucking nuts. Absolutely nuts, dude. One victory for me last year.
It's a tough sport to gamble on.
It is. It's getting harder.
But guess what?
We're back.
We're back. Mm. New philosophy this year.
What's that?
Winners only.
Winners only, that's right.
No more top 10s, no more top 20s. We're just going winners only. We're going off vibes.
I love it.
I'm getting rid of the data. I'm getting rid of, like, all the numbers.
You're getting out of your head.
I'm just going to go off vibes.
Yeah, look at this vibe right here. Yeah. For the audience watching the video show here, this is a Hawaiian shirt. Did you buy it that small on purpose?
It was a cabana set that fit me when I was 40 pounds lighter.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I think it looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then you got the Eagles. That's, by the way, I used to have that as a child. I'm not kidding. I bought this when I was in Philly. Did you really?
Over the Christmas break.
So I have it as a kid. My grandparents were up in Jersey, and they were Eagles fans and all that other stuff. I actually had that exact one as a child. No lie. Starter jacket in the front yard, the Eagles, all that other stuff. So fly, Eagles, fly. I'm actually betting on them
actually,
this weekend.
Actually, it was a little stand outside of City Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That an ice those rink the old out schools. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are dope, dude. I bet on the Eagles this weekend.
You should.
Yeah, I put them in, teasers.
Watson
parlays,
just tore his ACL, right? So
yeah.
Packers are down pretty bad.
And Jordan Love actually exited that game with a hand injury. He had numbness in his hand and his throwing arm. So I think they're going to get fucking housed.
Also, QB controversy in Philly? Is Tanner McKee the answer?
Might be. He looked good.
Many are saying.
He looked good, dude. He looked good. I've always said you're a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl.
I think he's better than Kenny Pickett.
I do too.
I think he should be our backup.
I agree. And you can get rid of small hands every single day. Where are we at here this week? We're in Ula'i at the Sony Open.
Honolulu. We're back-to-back weeks in Hawaii. We were in Maui last week. Hideki set a record, I think. Yeah. Like lowest score in a tournament.
So I'm angry that this is our first week back. You know why, right? We've been doing this show for what, 2-3 years now?
We missed the century last year.
We did.
Too.
Yeah, we did. Because we have 10 days. We literally 10 days off a year. So we can't do shows every single fucking day of the year. Although I would. My wife would kill me. Do you remember my rule with these fucking tournaments in Hawaii?
Always take an Asian?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So as soon as this popped up, I was like, where I'm going.
I mean, I had not seen an aerial attack like that since Pearl Harbor.
Nailed it.
So
nailed it. Especially in Ula'i.
Hideki got his win.
He did. He did get his win. So I tuned in, and he was tied with another Asian.
Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. And so he ended up winning. He set the course record?
Yep. Unfortunately, I did have a ticket on Colin. It wasn't great. It was 12-1, but $100 to win $1,200.
Okay.
And I thought he was going to kind of go away with it on Sunday, but, Hideki just came out. I think he holed out a par 4. Like on 3 or 4. So at that point, I'm like, oh, he's on fire.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Does that, you think it helps him going into the year like that? Because he doesn't usually start this hot.
He won the Sony Open a couple of years ago. I think he's probably good for another win this year. But you can never bet on Hideki because he either wins or he withdraws because he gets hurt.
I bet on him twice last year and he withdrew both times. And I was like, I'm all fucking done with him. I'm all done with him. He's also the favorite in this one. You know that, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Could try to go back to back. Maybe he just rides the heater. Who knows?
Maybe he does. So with new year, new you, you're only picking
winners
three
only.
Winners.
We're going vibes.
Yeah, you're going winners here this year.
And we're going with our guys.
Who you got?
Well, I don't know if Russell Henley's actually my guy, but Russell Henley to win the Sony Open at 20-1. And then I'm going to go two of my dudes. Austin Eckroat at 40-1. And Thomas Dietrich at 64-1. Thomas Dietrich was actually in the final group last week with Hideki and Colin Morikawa. Kind of fell apart on Sunday, but you know what? He's in for a big year. I could see the big Belgian from Illinois.
I think
getting it done one of these times.
I think it's going to be his breakout year for real. He was always up.
He's
there
He's
got to
win
year.
At some point.
Yeah.
He's too talented.
He was always up there. The other guy, though, who do we always bet on and always fucking lose? And I stopped doing it. I just wouldn't do it anymore.
Cam Young.
Yeah. How do you think he's going to do this year?
He'll win, right?
Nope.
He's the best player without a win.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bet on Cam
Young
this year.
He's got so much talent.
That's my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to bet on Cam Young on this fucking show.
Should we invoice Cam Young for the amount of money I've lost on?
I feel like we should, dude. Is he on Twitter? Is he active on social media?
I don't think so.
Because I would love to send an invoice and be like, hey, bro. I've bet on you 40 fucking times in the last 2 years, and you never win.
Now, here's my bold predictions for 2025.
All right, what do you got?
I do think Thomas Dietrich is going to win at some point this year, and I also think Cam Young will win at some point this year. Also, Ludvig's going to win a major.
I agree with you on 2 out of 3. I think Ludvig will win a major, absolutely. He's a fucking superstar. And as soon as that switch is flipped, I think sky's the limit for him. I think Dietrich will absolutely win a tournament this year. I don't believe in Cam Young, so I'm not going to fucking do that. But obviously the elephant in the room this year is Scottie Scheffler. How do you think he's going
to
do?
Well, he had to sit out last week for the century because he got glass in his hand or something.
Yeah, so I read that. Do you know the real story?
I think that's it. I think it was something stupid. I think it was like a Christmas like
mishap.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear about the Christmas mishaps, you remember the most famous one with Tiger Woods.
Well, there was the Tiger thing, but there was also the Rory fell through a glass table while he was cheating on his significant other.
Yeah, the tennis star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wozniak. Yeah. And then he wore like a long sleeve shirt during the next tournament
to
cover up all the cuts.
Yeah. Sure did.
Allegedly. Well, Scheffler, of course, allegedly.
Did Scheffler drink?
No, not really. He's a good Christian boy. Scheffler will never have problems because he's not like that. I think he legitimately, he's like a kind of puppy dog though, right? Like he does something dumb. He fucking probably got glass in his hand. And
oh, so you think it was legit?
I think it was legit. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. He's been in jail.
He does have some street cred. But I mean, the craziest thing he does is like go get coffee with his wife. Remember watching the Netflix thing? Yeah. He's like super boring.
I want him to be cool so bad.
The only thing that's interesting about him is he's the best golfer in the world.
Yeah, that's it.
And he wins.
And they got to try to pump him up somehow on television that he's the best golfer in the world, even though he's boring. But he's a blast to watch play. Does he have the same kind of year this year as he's been having the last two or three?
Probably. He's not going to fall off. He'll win the Masters most likely.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, it depends. I say unfortunately because you won't be able to get good odds on him. He'll be like 3-1 to win the Masters.
Okay. What do you think about Rory? Does he finally win a major again?
Yes.
I think so too.
Rory wins the British. I'm going to say Rory wins the British. Scotty wins the Masters. I'm going to say Ludwig wins PGA. And US Open, Brooks Koepka.
Koepka. I love Koepka.
Just early predictions. From
yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Of course. I think Rory's going to win something weird like the PGA. Because if it goes all the way to the British, there's too much pressure. So if he doesn't win up until the British, I think it's just too much pressure at the end of the year, knowing it's the last major. Obviously, you know, he's from Europe anyway. It's like, and it's a big deal.
He's going to get a bunch more reps with the TGL.
What's
see that thing?
Mm-mm.
So I think it's actually tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN. It's the first TGL event.
Is that the virtual one?
Yeah, the Dome Golf.
Okay, so explain that to the audience. So I've been reading about this, but it was supposed to start last year. They pushed it.
Because the facility like fell apart.
Yeah. What is it? I don't even know what it is. It sounds like Top Golf.
No, not Top Golf. It's screen golf, but also they mix in the short game and the real putting. I don't know. Nobody really knows what it is yet, so we'll find out tonight, I guess.
I didn't understand the press release. I know Tiger was involved at one point.
Tiger's going to play, so it's going to be, obviously today's Tuesday. But starting next week, I think it's at like every Monday. So like once football's over, it's going to be every Monday. So it's just something you can kind of throw on, put in the background. They're going to have teams. It's going to be team golf, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to need it because this Monday or now we have off, right, because of football. But next Monday is actually Monday Night Football again for the playoffs. Another thing I wanted to ask you about over the break, I saw Tiger and his son competing. And Charlie got a hole-in-one.
He did.
Charlie Woods. Is he for real? There was some audience members that wanted me to ask you this question. Is it a Bronny James sitch, or is he actually going to be that good?
He's more like Bronny James, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I hate to hear that.
I mean, who knows what his potential is? Obviously, he's got the genes for it. But as of now, like golf ranking-wise, for his age, he's not really a dude.
Really?
No.
Fuck. Okay.
More of a Bronny James situation, yeah. But, I mean, Bronny James is on the Lakers, right, technically? He's G-leaguer.
God, a guy in the Denver airport stopped me last night when I asked me about Bronny James, and I was like, well, why?
It would be really depressing to see Charlie on, like, the Corn Ferry tour.
I agree, dude.
Struggling.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to see that. I want him to be a superstar, which is why I'm asking. God damn, that sucks. I didn't know his ranking. How old is he? 17?
15, 16, okay. 17.
Somewhere in there? Because you're
blend together.
Well, you're
point.
Getting to the age where he's going to get a scholarship somewhere. And then.
Yeah, he'll definitely play college golf.
Yeah, fuck yeah. With the NIL and just the attention for it. Like, Stanford will probably give him a scholarship, obviously, where Tiger went. So, yeah, that sucks to hear, though. Fuck, I didn't know he was not great. Because I saw the hole in one and everybody was celebrating, and then they almost won the tournament, too. That was fun. And I was like, shit, maybe he's going
to
be good.
Lost to Langers.
I know.
Bernard Langers, fucking.
60?
Yeah, but he was like teeing off like 60 yards ahead of Tiger.
Oh, because of his age?
Because of his age and his handicap, whatever.
Gross.
He wins like every Champions Tour event.
It would have been good for him that he's still doing it, but teeing off 60 yards before Tiger
is kind of scummy. Yeah,
that is.
You're good enough to tee from the same as Tiger.
Yes, Tiger
has one leg.
That's it. Yeah. So, yeah, fucking A. All right, so with the Sony Open here, look, you know I love my Asians and these tournaments here.
Oh,
so
can I guess?
Yeah, you can, actually.
You going Ben On?
I'm not going Ben On.
Oh.
I'm not going Ben
On. Ben On's a good pick.
He's a good pick.
He finished second last year in the playoff. He lost to a dead man now.
Yeah.
Grayson Murray. Grayson Murray won this last year. He's committed suicide, obviously.
Sure did.
Yeah.
R.I.P., obviously. Same with Aubrey Plaza's husband.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's
strange.
Available, though.
Well,
I'm going to give her time.
Yeah, give her time.
She's got to heal first.
Don't hit her up in the DMs just yet. You know, give that maybe 6 or 7 more days. I'm going to go with Siwoo Kim.
Okay.
I'm at 32-1 here. I just, I need two Asians here. I'm going to go two Asians and a honky this week.
All right.
All right. And then I'm going to go with Kurt Kitayama, 35-1 to win.
He's an athlete.
Sure is.
He can dunk.
Yeah.
He's a small boy, but he can dunk.
He can dunk, dude.
You know that?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do. And then this last pick is just out of spite, just to start the year. Keegan Bradley.
Yeah.
25-1.
I mean, that's a good pick.
I know, also and you also
lost,
hate him.
Also lost in the playoff last year. no, that's my Ryder Cup captain. I would never hate him. Yeah. I need to get tickets for Bethpage. Fuck
I know him. You hate him.
Ryder Cup, me and my dad were trying to get tickets. He won the lottery, allegedly, and then we went to get the tickets. There was none available.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is that?
New York.
It's Bethpage. In New York. Bethpage? What tournament is that?
It's in September. It's the Ryder Cup.
Oh, it's the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll tell you what. Let me look at tickets for a Ryder Cup on drinkingbrostickets.com. Let me see if I can snag you a couple.
Okay.
What does that run for in America? Have you been to one before?
Never been to the Ryder Cup, no.
Interesting. Okay. And then how many days is it?
It's three.
3 days. Which day do you want to go to?
I want to go Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Because yeah. I asked my dad the same thing when he turned 70. I said, hey, what's your bucket list? And he said, the Masters. And I said, what day? He chose Friday because he wanted to see all the dudes. Why is Saturday for you and your dad then?
Saturday is just the last team competition day. Sunday is all singles.
Okay.
So I like the team element. I would like to see that.
Got it. That'd be fun. All right. Shit. Yeah, Ryder Cup, dude.
I
enjoy watching on TV.
I don't want to fly out on a Sunday. I want to fly out on a, like, Sunday night. I want to fly out Sunday morning.
Got it. Okay. I'll work on it. You want to put a bet on it?
Sure.
Two wins before then.
Two wins before
If you get
September?
Two wins on this show before September.
Oh, I'll get two wins before the summer.
Come on, man. I think we each got one last year.
I know, but I'm going to do it.
It was a bad year. You get two wins before September, and D'Anthony Holloway and I will buy you and your father tickets to the Ryder Cup.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'll get it done before the second major.
We'll find out. We got it out there in the world. Give me your picks one more time.
So I got Russell Henley, Austin Eckroat, and Thomas Dietrich.
Okay. And then I've got Kurt Kitayama, Siwoo Kim, and then Keegan Bradley looking to start the year off strong. Let's go. Golf is back. Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks are back. They're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us, kids. You know the rules. Go to Drinking Bros Sports on iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Mahalo.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.